The government has announced an $81 million increase in home care funding it says will pay for 1 million more hours of care in 2022-23, using new approaches to keep more clients living in their own homes. Budget 2022 includes $750 million for home care, an increase of 12% from the previous year. Total hours of care will increase to 13 million this year from 12 million in 2021-22. In addition, Alberta Health and Alberta Health Services said they'll explore new contract opportunities for congregate cooperative building operators who are interested in delivering home care directly to their residents. We need to keep people living as independently as possible, for as long as possible, and that means more home care. It's the right care for clients and the best use of resources for the system because giving people the right care at home also helps reduce the demands on hospitals and continuing care facilities, said Health Minister Jason Kopping. George Andrews, Chief Executive Officer of the Alzheimer Society of Alberta and Northwest Territories, says acknowledging the role of informal care providers, usually family members, is an important consideration to reimagine home care. As we move to new models of home care, we must ensure appropriate, client-focused care and services are accessible and support both caregivers and people with dementia to delay the eventuality of institutional care, he said. Health Aging Alberta's Karen McDonald says transformational change in Alberta's home care system requires patient-centered models of service delivery that address physical and mental health impacting seniors' health and well-being. This is a significant opportunity for Alberta's home care system to move towards collaborative, integrated community-based models of care. Albertans who currently receive publicly funded home care will continue to receive the same personal support services through Alberta's home care program. AWS will extend current contracts with home care agencies for up to an additional year. Additionally, congregate living operators, such as seniors' lodges, group homes and licensed supportive living providers, where residents receive home care will be invited to directly deliver home care services within the living facility to offer more consistent and integrated care. Details are available online at purchasingconnection.ca. The deadline for submissions is July 28.